The petition calling for an improved organ donor system says more families must be asked if the organs of deceased relatives can be used for transplants. Andy Tookie's 1,100 signature petition has been considered by Parliament's Health Select Committee, which today heard that about a third of the families of potential donors are not approached. Although just over 1 million people have indicated on their driver's licence they are willing to donate their organs, New Zealand has one of the lowest rates of organ donation in the world. Mr. Tookie's young daughter has a progressive liver disease and will need a transplant by the time she's 5. He says he was horrified to discover how difficult it is to get a donor.
It was obviously devastating to be told the news in the first place, but then when they said a transplant will give her a full and normal life, that raised our hopes. And then when I went and found out that New Zealand was third or fourth worst in the civilised world for the number of donors we have, that of course put a dampener on my spirits again.
So how do you think a national awareness program would change people's attitudes?
People are just not aware. You know,
what do you mean?
Well, people tick yes on their driving licence.
And we've got over 1 million people, I think, who have done that.
It's 1.1 million. At the end of the day, though, last year there were only 38 donors in New Zealand. So that's how low the figures are. But people tick yes on their driving licence and they think that's it, they will become a donor. But there's a lot more to it than that. For instance, ticking yes on your driving license means absolutely nothing. That's just an indication of your wish. Your family can override those wishes at any stage.
And often do.
Oh, and often do, that's right.
The other thing which seems to crop up is that the doctors in the intensive care unit think that it's inappropriate or simply too insensitive to ask a family if a recently brain-dead patient can be an organ donor. It's something that they don't feel they can approach a grieving family about.
It's a difficult question. Organ donation is a very difficult subject. It's a very sensitive subject, and it is difficult for them to ask. They do have training programs in place for them to do this. I am told that doctors do not really bother attending them, though. The nurses do, but the doctors don't. It has been suggested to me that people in that position in the intensive care, perhaps it should be mandatory that they go on these courses.
It perhaps would make things a lot easier all round if the families themselves were in a position where they are so aware of the need for donors that they would actually offer that instead of having to be asked.
Yeah, there's several thoughts on this. I recently have had more than one letter from several people who said they have offered their loved ones organs, and they've actually had to fight to give the organs because what happens is a lack of communication, as in they say they want to donate and then there's a change of doctor's shifts and that information is not passed on to the next team of doctors.
Well, that seems extraordinary.
Yeah.
One of the big problems here, though, isn't it, is simply that we have limited intensive care beds. So New Zealand hospitals don't tend to keep, to put it bluntly, brain-dead patients on life support.
That suggestion came up a few days ago to me, and I immediately got in touch with the heads of each intensive care unit in Auckland and Wellington, and they assure me that that is absolutely not the case.
So how come we've got the Ministry of Health saying that the limited number of ICU beds is a problem?
Well, at the Select Committee hearings today, they tried to make, I believe, excuses for why things were not being done, and they didn't make a very good job of presenting that. They suggested that doing a public awareness campaign would not get many donors whatsoever, but even if they had 3 donors a year extra from it, that would increase the rates by 8%, and he said, well, it wouldn't, you know, save that many lives. I did feel like saying, well, yes, but my daughter could be one of those lives that saved.
Stanley Tookie, he's campaigning for a better system of getting desperately needed organs for transplants.